start talking. Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I am a woman with a mouth full of a Greek yogurt juice box.
And I've got a black coffee and a will to live. Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we are back with another episode of the season that will never end. All Stars 8, Episode 11, The Fame Games, again.
Again and again. But Juice, before we even dive in, I gotta know, how are you, bestie?
I'm good. This week's been a little cuckoo crazy. Mr. Box unfortunately had some things happen, so I've been trying to support him, and we've just been like vibing at home. And I've got some like, what are they called, brand deals? I've got just brand deals to work on, so it's just been really like low-key. I know, brand deal. Hello.
and it really is a vibe because you're rocking a Cynthia Kiss denim bucket hat right now.
I am. For the Patreon listeners, the Patreon viewers, you are able to see my Cynthia Kiss bucket hat. But for those of you who are just sitting there on your phones and you're just listening to us, I am wearing the limited edition Cynthia Kiss denim bucket hat today.
You want to know my favorite thing about that bucket hat?
What?
The length of brim. It's a nice brim. Oh, I feel like anyone who's tried it on, I can still see enough of everyone's face, but the sun is protecting you if you're outside. It's now available at cynthiakiss.com.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part is the shallowness of the cap.
This is what I'm saying.
Is not too, I find some bucket hats, the shallowness of the cap is too much and makes my head look very long. When this one just perfectly encapsulates my round egg head.
Everyone looks adorable in this hat. I've never seen someone not pull it off.
It's my favorite to wear it when I take my wig off and I still have my makeup on.
That's like aggressive line we all get, like from taking all the wigs off. Sometimes a hat is just nice to, you know, cover it up.
Yeah. And you know what is the best way to cover it up? A Cynthia Kiss denim bucket hat. Yes.
Do you want to know what I've been doing?
What? Tell me.
Girl, I have been AliExpressing myself. I wasn't going to buy supplies for costumes and things for a bit because, you know, just going to make money to spend money. But we've had a good summer. And so I just bought a truckload of like rhinestones, feathers, like things for costumes that I'm literally just so excited because this year I just got way more into like show pieces. And I feel like I've been turning it out. And so it's
you
just
have
like,
been.
Thank
your,
you.
Your costumes for shows have been excellent.
Like, honestly, like, it's still me making it, but like knowing how to make it a little more sparkly, a little more like fabulous. So we did a big order. So it's going to come soon and I'm going to make some more creations. And bitch, I went into the human hair side of AliExpress.
Oh?
And bought like a couple short hair units.
You did not. How short?
Like pixie area avenue, like,
oh my god,
I want it. It's a gamble. Maybe some of them are going to be trash, but maybe some of them won't be. I feel like I'm gonna give,
do you know what you should do with one of them? You should buy some like 36 inch extensions in the same color
mullet
and do
mullet,
like the
mullet.
Long mullet. Yeah.
I was thinking that. I literally bought two blondes for that exact idea.
Oh, purr. I love it.
So I've been thriving. I'm literally so excited. I'm getting like 10,000 emails about like delivery notifications. So they're coming, baby. They're coming soon.
I love that. I ordered a hot comb and a wax stick for my wigs.
The hot comb is how you get the McDonald's all your arches.
And the wax stick keeps it up without using Got to Be hairspray. So I'm very excited for my wax stick and hot comb.
Does the wax stick make it messy?
No, the wax stick just kind of like keeps the hair in place, and then you use the hot comb to melt it.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Second.
So you put it on, and then you do comb.
I thought it was hot comb. It'll melt
the wax into the hair and keep it in. I have been watching a lot of wig videos on TikTok, and I've been seeing that a lot. Crystal Versace does some really good ones.
Bitch, her hair.
Oh my god.
Whatever she does, I'm like, okay, take notes.
I actually just recently did I did Mosu's Drag Brunch. Have I talked to you since then?
You had so much fun.
I had so much fun. But I noticed my hair was always in my face because I didn't have it brushed out. It was constantly like in my eyes, in my face, and falling down. And I was just like, like every photo I took that day, I was like, I look like garbage. Like it was too much. So I think I'm going to try and like up my hair game, because I feel like I'm already upping my costume game. So I'm going to up the human hair game as well.
Look at us just being great at drag.
I know. We're just like desperately sucking up to get on All Stars.
Not even sucking up. It just feels nice to just like keep putting energy into outfits, because I've been there where I don't put energy into an outfit and it's like, it just doesn't feel as good. I love going and showing up and like feeling great. And sometimes that just means a little more sparkle as we age.
Yes. And I feel like my body's changed so much that like I finally gotten to the point where I can clear out a lot of that stuff that I was holding on to for dear life.
Right.
And just investing in things that are going to be beautiful that I can wear more often.
Like a phoenix rising. It's a new
era. Like the amount of like, I cleaned my drag room last night. And when I say I have a giant tote full of old costumes that I will never wear ever again, just because strictly because they don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do with them. So do you want to be Princess Leia, Cynthia?
I would keep that. I would do that.
You would
for the nerds, Princess absolutely. Leia? Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll bring a bunch of them to Vancouver and maybe you can try them on.
Honestly, yeah. I was going to say, I can take this off of you. I pay you. They're good
you
pieces.
Could probably a lot of my pieces you could probably fit in and have.
Oh, I've like, seen archival. I've seen archival juice. I just made. Oh. I need to add hem extensions to anything long.
No, because a lot of them are just short.
Oh, true. You were a scoochie woochie girl.
I was a scoochie woochie girl, and a lot of them. There's one gown. Actually, I'm going to bring one gown to Vancouver with me for Vancouver Pride for you to try on. It is a Celine Dion recreation, and I think that you would look striking in it. It is absolutely beautiful. It's from she wore it to the Billboard Music Awards, I think, in the 90s. It is literally just a Grecian white gown.
Oh yes.
But the low, like it goes, I have to shave my whole body to wear it. So like that is how perfect. Low it goes. So I'm gonna have you try it on. I think it'll fit you.
I love that. SQ Cuties, yeah, you heard it here first. If she gives this dress to someone else, I'm going to go, Anthony, play it back from the top.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that is Cynthia Kiss's dress.
That was said on the record.
It's just now we're just like talking about me giving you my drag. Anyways.
I love it. But we need to dive into this episode.
Yes.
Okay. It's All Stars 8 Rules Are Suspended. Today's episode is exclusively fame game rules.
Yeah, which are, who knows, still.
We start the episode, we get a whole montage of each girl's exit line on the runway or sassy clip if they didn't really give them a soundbite. Because some girls just walk off the stage, they're pissed.
Yeah, so who just walked off?
One of them did. I thought it was like Kahana or one of them this season just kind of like didn't say anything. They just were really
It was probably Nayshia.
Yeah. There was something.
No. Like, Nayshia said something about like being back or something.
Right. So yeah. we kind of are reminded of the entire cast because it has been a couple months, truly a couple months since we saw Monica.
It's been 84 years and I still smell the paint.
It's been a minute. So yeah. we get introduced back to everybody and it's kind of nice. We're like, oh yeah, okay, the losers of the bunch.
Not the losers. Well, especially for us who like didn't really get to watch the first two episodes because we were at DragCon.
Yes.
You know, which was the worst timing I found to have the first two episodes come on.
Or the best.
Anyways.
After getting up at 5 in the morning, I want to watch an episode of Drag Race 12 hours later.
That's exactly what I want to do with my night. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, we kind of get this like montage of them, and then Jimbo and Candy come back into the workroom, and this is the first time we've actually just had a top two ever. We've never had a top two kind of go into the finale. It's sometimes we get a top two when it comes to the actual like end of the episode. They'll like yeet out the third, or they'll yeet out third and fourth. But this is the first time we have a full episode with the top two, which I kind of like. I kind of like, and because it kind of takes away that mystery of the third and fourth person who get to the finale and the last episode. And then at the final lip sync, they're like, just kidding. You know,
there's always a third wheel. There's always yes. someone hanging around being like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And the other two are like, why? You're not possibly going to even be considered. Like,
I know. It's always so awkward.
But then the DeLulu is real. So like that person would never think that at that phase. You're at the finish line, baby. Like you want to be like, I am the winner. You never know. You never know.
But sometimes, yeah, but then you rewatch it and you're like, no.
We knew.
Yeah, you look at Twitter and you see one of them with like 50k likes and then one of them with like 1,000 and you're like, yeah. I think I know who the winner is.
The audience has spoken. But yeah. I found two queens from the top of an episode kind of Akko Taco. Like they just walk in and they're like, hi.
Hi.
How y'all doing? Oh, wait, there's no one there. And like Jimbo, God bless, always trying to make a moment, a beat, just like kind of doing their like, oh, wow. thing, and Candy's just like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Like, I know, they're kind of a motley crew, those two together.
They are very much like, would never see it coming, but it does make for cool TV. It's just funny, the two of them together, their last episode's banter, it's like, they're tired. Yeah. They're tie-tie.
Yeah, they're like, please God, let this be the fucking finale. And then they walk and they're like, it's the Fame Games. And they're like,
What is going on?
Let us die.
We get RuPaul laughing into the workroom being like, are you tired yet? My top two, first ever. We've abused a two queens longer than ever. But then you're right. We find out that it is some sort of Fame Games, talent show, variety show. Were you excited to, I know they previewed it last episode, but were you excited to bring the girls back?
I mean, like, I do like a variety show. So in that sense, I was like, okay, like, I like a variety show. Like, those are usually fun. Although they do come with my least favorite thing in the world. And you know, I'm going to say it. An original song makes me fucking crazy.
The production of drag music is getting better and better. I don't think, like, some of these songs are slaps. That's all I'm going to say.
Some,
and of course, and that's art. Some will slap, some won't. So I think you need to eat some humble pie, girl. Because some drag music ain't bad.
I'm not saying all drag music is bad, but I'm saying an original song. Shane, I'm saying an original song in a talent show is usually like flair, catchphrase, yes. flair. You know, it's very an archetype of what you need to make it. But I feel like a lot of these did break out of that, but a lot of them fell right into it. So
But first, before the variety show, we got a fun reading challenge. I didn't see this coming.
I'm happy they finally did it. What did you think of the reading challenge? Who did you like?
Everyone actually was very polished. There were no clunkers, but Miss Kasha Davis, when she was talking about someone's music, when she said, I play that at my dinner parties when I want my guests to leave.
It was very like mom telling a joke.
But it like made me laugh. She had a couple like really sharp ones that I know she won. And obviously the edit was like catered to flatter her. But I thought she did a great job. I was pleasantly surprised.
I was surprised, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be Jimbo. I like Jimbo's reads.
Jimbo looked exhausted.
Jimbo looked exhausted.
Jimbo was holding his hands up by his face, just being like, you're fucked. And it was like, you could just see the fatigue in their eyes. I'm the same way. Like when I'm a little tired, you can tell in my eyes. Jimbo, I was like, she needs to nap for 2.5 weeks. Like,
I want to know how long Jimbo slept after she got home from this.
Like truly, like she is just working her little tushy off at this point that she's like, okay, a talent show. Okay, a reading challenge. Like, she's still doing great, but it's like she's doing extra bits throughout this entire season. She'll like throw a confetti gun. She's got bologna ready. She's been putting in the energy. So I felt at this episode, I was like, aw, Jimbo. Tired.
So sleepy. Jimbo needs a vacation.
Please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
Yes, very that. That's Jimbo desperately trying to get off this set. I love it.
So we find out we're doing the Fame Games Variety Extravaganza, and it's hosted by Candy and Jimbo. They're not in the competition. They're not in the talent show. They're just merely the hosts. What did you think?
And you can tell that they just filmed every single piece of Jimbo and Candy's one after the other and just placed it. Yeah.
They slammed those out like SNL trailers for the week. Like you stand there and just like, next we have this drag queen.
Yep. 100%.
This drag queen's awesome.
That
next.
Took an hour for them to do. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Got them in the back and got them ready for their
an hour.
You can tell.
I think that was 15 minutes. They literally. Well, I think
you gotta reset. Sometimes you gotta say it different.
This is the thing, they didn't even need to reset. They were like, everyone stand still. We can actually power through these in 7 minutes.
What if a bird flew by? I don't know. I'm giving them grace.
It felt quick. I was literally. It was quick. I was like, I could tell they were reading a prompter. So there was like, it was very just like, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello.
But then we get right into the Fame Games. But let's talk about our judges first. So RuPaul left the season 14, season 15? What's the most recent season?
Oh, 15.
She left the season 15 promo shoot and walked right onto All Stars.
Okay, is that what this was?
Yes, it's literally the look.
Oh, I thought so too, because I recognized it from somewhere. I was like, I've seen
She did the photo shoot that morning and said, we're doing All Stars tonight.
But don't you love?
I don't got to fuck around.
Don't you love two gigs, one face? I always feel so pussy when I do that.
I love two gigs, one face.
Jen. Especially when it holds up. You're just like, oh my God, I went to this thing, looked great, didn't have to paint again, and I went to another separate paycheck.
Mwah. My favorite, though, is when the first gig is the more important, higher paying gig, and yes. The second gig is the kind of like relaxed, good time, you make a little bit of extra money gig, because you don't really care about your face there. You care more about your face at the top.
Totally.
Yeah, and then the second one is just like cute. You're going to make some extra cash. You're going to do a little dance. You're going to joke around with people. It's going to be a little bit more chill. But the first one's like the $1 corporate gig where they're like going to be on your dick.
Ooh, she's dropping units. She's dropping numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you bleep that out, Anthony? That's tacky.
See how excited she is about two gigs, one face?
Two gigs, one face. I'm dropping bills.
Okay, but can we talk? I want to go back one sec. I want to talk about the fact that the Fame Game is the 60K from the lip sync assassin throughout the season. I thought that was cool.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So each time we had a lip sync assassin, if they won instead of the contestant in the competition, the money was getting pooled and ultimately it accumulated 60K. That's a lot of money.
They should thank Jimbo for every dollar.
I didn't even think of that. You're actually so right.
Yeah, because 2, 4, 6. That's 3 lip syncs Jimbo lost.
Oh, no.
You're oh, no. So it's $10,000, right?
Precisely.
And Jimbo lost, I think, like 5 lip syncs.
Yeah.
So they should be kissing Jimbo's hole.
They actually should be. Mm-hmm. I wish someone made that joke in the reading challenge.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Well, the fact kind that the pool is so big.
Alexis, Jimbo, lip sync. That's the read.
She was doing a bit, right? Like, she was putting on some sort of voice.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Okay, but I just wanted to mention that because I thought the money part of it was, like, really cool. Like, there's still skin in the game. Like, this is something for the girls to win. You're not excited at all.
I'm so fucking tired, you know? I'm like Jimbo. I'm like, get me off of this season. But what was cool, which still, again, made no fucking sense to me, but it was cool, was that if they win today, they get to spin the wheel and double, triple, or quadruple, or sinctuple, I don't fucking know, 5 times their fan votes.
Well, hang on. Exactly. Hmm. There's fan votes. So right now, since the episode has been out, I think it'll have closed when we post our episodes. This won't make sense in timing, but in theory, fans are voting right now and they accumulate points. But then the particular 2 winners of this week's variety show, they get the chance to increase said points because of the results on the wheel.
Yes. Ooh.
Rules. It feels like Dungeons and Dragons.
It's like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't fucking know.
The point feels like
Dungeons and
laugh.
Dragons. I love that, though. I love that you whipped that one out.
I don't know. It's starting to feel very complex. I feel like I love it, but it's like, okay, you can cross this bridge and then you need to dive into a pool, swim down, grab extra points at the bottom of pool, and then you spin a wheel and you can triple your points.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. It's like, what? What is happening? They're really making these girls work for this fucking money. I'm surprised. If I was there, I would be like, oh my God. Like, I would be exhausted. Like,
Jimbo's face.
Yeah, Jimbo. That's the Canadians. All the Canadians are like, oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. But listen, okay, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll head back to the main stage.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, BetterHelp is here to help. And coming from somebody who's had a panic attack on national television, BetterHelp helps.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with the therapist in under 48 hours.
Then you schedule a secure video and phone session. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. During the pandemic, I had lost my job and I was feeling really overwhelmed. And Rebecca at BetterHelp was able to actually help me target areas in my life that needed attention and where I needed to work on things. And it actually inspired me to audition for Canada's Drag Race.
And if you don't have a legend like Rebecca, you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
Special offer to semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL code will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
And we're back. The lights, wow, they're shining. Whee! Are we ba, ready?
Ba, 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 cover girl.
Cha-cha.
Let your whole body talk.
I'm telling you, Juice, you have an album in you. You're just, it's begging to come out.
It's waiting to come out. It's gonna be nothing but Josh Groban covers and then acoustic drag and then RuPaul sprinkled in.
I love it. RuPaul, you said it before. She's smart. Two gigs, one face. Michelle, we've got Ross Matthews, he's there.
Mm-hmm. And then Ross is there.
Yeah. Existing. And he's then there. I want to make sure I say her name correctly. Ego Nwoden, beautiful teal blazer. She's fabulous.
She?
I don't actually know.
I'm going to Google it.
We need to know.
Many unbearable hours later.
She is a Nigerian-American actress, comedian, writer, singer, and cast as a member of NBC sketch comedy series. Oh, she's on SNL.
You know what? I don't keep up with SNL as much as I used to.
Me either. So it's that's kind of fun to see.
Well, now I'm going to. She'll wear a blazer like that.
Oh, so hot.
I almost bought a blazer in that color for my friend's wedding coming up, but instead I went more low key because I wanted to wear the suit a couple times. I went like chestnut brown.
I have a funeral coming up and I went to Zara. I know, I'm finding a light. I went to Zara and I got like a baggy kind of like shiny short sleeve dress shirt, but it's like a little oversized.
Cute. Is it cropped?
I'm going to, no, it's definitely very long, but I'm going to tuck and have it kind of bag over. Some nice slim fitting black pants, but I'm going to do a brown belt, brown shoes. And I'm going to do this. I have this like bolero necklace with like a cowboy boot on it.
Bolo.
I have a bolo. I'm going to wear that. It has a little cowboy boot on it.
Oh,
so we're going to do that.
God.
No hat.
No bucket hat.
Beard. No bucket hat. No, I don't know if that's going to be really appropriate for a funeral.
Now a bolo says, hey, I loved her.
I loved her. And she's, and you know what? A little cowgirl.
She loved this bolo. Well, we'll have to take pictures in our smart little outfits. Although I don't know if you take a lot of photos at a funeral.
I don't know if it's the first thing I would think about doing.
Maybe later that night.
Yeah, I'll do it later. Yeah, yeah. Although one of my cousins, when my grandma died, took selfies with her dead body.
Stop.
I'm so serious.
I feel like that is, how did everyone feel about that?
My grandma's funeral was... It's one of my favorite memories because the wake was absolute bananas that I just like look back on memories of just like hilarity. Like it was just so funny. It was like you were watching a movie of like this is not real. There's no way this selfie is actually happening.
Did people get mad? Or was it,
she was it just... dead ass laying there dead. Oh my God. Dead ass laying there dead. I can't. And she she's laying there and he goes up to her and he takes his phone out and takes a selfie with her with this like very soft smile on, like she would have loved this. And I'm like watching like, oh my God.
That's like, it's so like a generational thing for me. Like we just like remember a time where that, I don't know, that's a little too Snapchat.
He is my age. There's no way. Oh. It's not like he was like a child. This guy was like slightly older than me. And I'm
was
in
it
my
a slight
30s.
Bear grin. You know how like bears smile in selfies in the mirror, that little like.
No, it was very like a soft, like solemn, like
respectful selfie.
Respectful smile. Like a very like, I loved you, Grandma. Like that smile, you know? And I was like,
I don't want to laugh because his intention is genuine.
No, it's hilarious.
But it's really hilarious. To take a selfie with an open casket is like,
in front
takes
of
the cake.
That hundreds
takes the
of
cake.
People.
You might as well go live on Instagram. Like that's.
Mm-hmm. And my grandma was like, she ran the food bank. So she was a popular old little lady. So there was hundreds of people there. She was very popular. So he did this in front of like, not just our close-knit family. Like, he did this in front of so many people that we were all like.
I would never stop talking about that.
I bringing up it on podcasts.
Oh my God. Crazy. So funny. Okay, should we dive into this variety show?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do it. So we do it in order of elimination from the season. So obviously we start with Monica Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down some words. I said beautiful. I said titties. And I also wrote down what the hell is she saying in her chorus? Because
I think it was
it.
Like, it was, I can't remember the exact words, but
can't
I think she was essentially
face.
Saying like, you can't clock me. Like, you can't tell that I'm trans. Like, I just look beautiful. I think it was very much like that was the point of the song.
Okay.
I think like that's the kind of vibe I got, but like, can't clock this or something.
I just couldn't understand it. And she said it so many times that it was almost like a word like bungalow. But then you say like bungalow, it sounded like the beginning of the phrase was the end of the phrase.
There was some mumbling and vocal fry happening. Yeah.
She definitely has an accent that I love. But I just, in the song, I was like, I'm getting a little lost.
I think we just need to enunciate a little. Here's my thing. Mm. She was one of the ones who was very much like, the Drag Race song archetype, mm-hmm. but it was so Drag Race song archetype that it was cunt. I loved it.
Well, she did look good.
She looked so good. And she went, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to walk out, be hot, do a little dance move, and then just like sit down and just be hot. And I was like, that takes such balls that I was like, work.
I kind of hated it. I was like, you haven't done anything. I was like,
that's what I liked about it.
I don't know. I thought it was very like, I thought she genuinely thought she like really dropped the mic. But then I was like, you didn't do anything.
Oh, no, she didn't. No.
But she looked great, amazing. Though.
She looked
amazing.
Incredible. Yeah, she looked absolutely stunning. But no, she did not drop the mic.
Nasha Lopez.
I liked it.
Did you?
Here's what I liked about it. I thought she looked incredible. I liked the production of it. That's what I liked about it. Here's what I didn't like about it. Mm-hmm. The shoes didn't read for what she was trying to do. It mm-hmm. looked like she was just trying to stand up. And I was like, why did if you need to use a certain type of shoe for this, why aren't you using that shoe? You know?
Because she wore more of a drag shoe than a character shoe. Like it just had a little bit more of a platform.
I would have loved a character shoe.
Okay.
I would have loved a character shoe. And the Ain't It Funny ending, we didn't need it.
That was so random. Good job that they got the licensing for a Jennifer Lopez track. I was so confused. It was like 15 seconds of the song because you only these performances overall a minute was a very tight timeline, like they got nothing. 60 seconds to do all this, it was like, what is happening? Especially for Nisha.
Yeah, so if she would have done a character shoe and ended on like a ka-ka-ka, and it's done, instead of like, ain't it funny, and if it can't, what? Like,
Or she should have just done a Jennifer Lopez song with the stepping choreography. The whole time she could have blended the two, which I think would be more true to Nasha, because she does that kind of tango. I don't want to get it wrong, but it is a traditional style of dance. What if you remix that with Jennifer Lopez? Because I liked Lopez. I thought it was fun, but it was random.
Made no sense.
It made no sense. And I don't want to be a stickler. Where was the nail? I feel like she didn't wear nails. Or if she did, they were really tiny.
I was watching on the small TV today.
See, you don't clock the details. She was doing a lot of handwork to the camera, and it felt like that would have been the perfect chance for like a claw to like finish the line. Yeah,
like a nail. You're right. Mm-hmm. What about Kasha Davis? What did you think of Kasha Davis?
I just wrote, whoa.
It wasn't bad, but it was kind of just like,
It felt like one of those, do you remember in elementary school when you would have like a theater troupe come to your school for a random Wednesday after lunch, mm-hmm. and they would put on like a theatrical performance, and it would like teach you a lesson about like the danger of electricity? Or like the power of recycling.
Sure.
Or anti-bullying. Like one of those messages like it was just one of those kind of like traveling theater troupe acts where I was like, what is going on? It's like, but the heart was there. The intention was there. No one could fault that. That's what everyone was talking
about. The intention was beautiful.
That's all we could talk about was the intention. Everyone in that room was like, what a beautiful message.
Intention. Yes, a beautiful message. But the execution, I was kind of like, okay, great. What did you think of Darian?
Loved it. I thought Darian was probably one of my favorites. It's ballsy to do a comedy set, and she didn't flub. Like, I actually thought she had tight jokes.
Yeah, same. Tight jokes, funny, clean, short. She looked great.
Everyone was a hook, line, sinker. Like, she didn't have a flop, which that's all it takes for your comedy set to go off wrong.
One flop.
Especially at the beginning. Like, her... it's a piece of cake joke. Like, it just kept going from there. So I was really proud of her because that, it felt different. It felt confident. And I don't know, she might have my vote.
Oh. What about James? What did you think of James?
James and Jimbo kind of are in the same category of like breastplate. It's so funny that I didn't connect this right away when they both were on the season, but they both love a titty bib bit.
Yes. I mean, it's because it's so big, right? That they're able to kind of rely on it for the joke.
Mm-hmm. I thought the costume was really well done. I thought she looked great. It was like, it's the whole no talent thing. It was cute. I liked the costume, actually.
It was my favorite.
It made me stop where I was like, oh, they both did like breast bits. It was funny.
Yeah. But for me, I liked, I like them for different reasons. I found James's was a little bit more musical theater, a little bit more true to James. And then Jimbo's is very different.
Yes.
Where I didn't feel like it relied on the tits as much when James's was all about these. I loved it.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was tight, good choreo. And again, if they make their own costumes, like it fit perfectly. There was no.
Oh, that was my only complaint. Sorry, I just remember that. When she ripped the dress off and the nude paneling with the underdress looked like undergarments.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I wish it was just pink all the way around rather than that nude panel with no stones on it or like sheer kind of like sparkle or anything. It just looked like underwear. And I was like, oh, I don't Skims. Really like that. Skims. I want to get Skims.
For in or out of drag?
In drag.
I didn't know if you meant I don't know, like, you know how sometimes people can wear them for every, I don't really know Skims that well. That's probably why I said that.
Oh, they're like garters, they basically suck all your fat in and put it into the right spot.
Oh, it's like a control bodysuit attribute. Like it's got like some like tension spots. Cool.
And they have some that'll like,
sometimes I even some that, out of drag.
sometimes some you could wear like with, like, say you have a gown where it's only one leg is showing. They have some Skims where the one leg has the skim and the other leg doesn't.
Has, like, the biker short.
The biker short just on the one side. The other side is really long. They have some that are bodysuits, some that are full catsuits. So I'm just like, I think I might want to get a Skim.
And we're not even sponsored by them. That would be such a good plug if we actually were, like, into marketing.
Imagine if we were sponsored by Skims.
I listened to a podcast, sounds like a cult. They are sponsored by Skims. I was so jealous.
Skims, if you're listening, we would love to be sponsored by Skims. You could send us some Skims. We could show you that not only do women wear Skims, but so do drag queens.
Think about it.
Kahana.
Kahana. Oh my God, this was one of my favorites. This was actually justice for Kahana. This was probably one of her highlights of the season. She gave us something different, but she gave us something authentic because she obviously did cheer when she was younger. It was finally something that was a little more unique and dimensional than like pretty showgirl. I was so happy to see it.
I could have done without the song, but the actual performance itself was great. I kind of
only watched her. I didn't listen to her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there was a song.
Was it a drag track original?
Yeah, it was one of hers.
A DTO?
It was a DTO. And I was like, oh my God. I could have done without that. But otherwise, everything about it was great. I loved the call and response and the outfit. And she looked great.
The backflip? That's hard to do.
Oh, that's very hard to do. But I will say, I need to know if you also noticed this. The one dancer with the mustache...
I don't know. It didn't stand out. Was he really attractive?
He was so beautiful. Ugh.
Dancers
That's
are
all
just
I to say.
Like a hot dancer is just like my favorite.
I know.
When they carry themselves with confidence, it's like, yes.
Yes. So moving on to Lala Ri. What did you think?
This was a bop. You can't tell me this was a bad song. I feel like this had like dimension to it. It gave her tons of choreo to play, her like Lala Ri experience. The whole thing got to be showcased and on stage like that. She looked great. I thought this was awesome.
I think it's sometimes we forget, or at least I forget, how good she is at dancing.
I never forget. She's like so strong.
I know, but I know it's like the Lala Ri experience. I know how she's very talented and I know she's going to do something amazing, but then it's like one of those things where you've almost like slightly forget about it until you actually see them pull it off.
Yes.
And you're like, Jesus, she's a very good dancer.
It's like, you know, better than you remember.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like it's always a little bit better than you remember. It's like you don't really keep it in your mind of how good she is. And I find it's not only the dancing, I find it's also that like confidence too. She has like a very strong confidence about her on a stage that you only want to watch her. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know the thing, I have this thing where I can't have dancers that are women.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. No, mm-hmm. No women dancers, because I need to be the soft and pretty one. Right. I'm not going to have
only be one.
There can only be one. I can't have people next to me who have pumping estrogen in their veins because I will not look soft and delicate. But I feel like Lala would never have that problem because she has such an air of confidence that you would only want to watch her no matter what.
Absolutely. And I think a huge part of that is because she's having so much fun on stage and she's giving so much energy. She must be exhausted by the end of a number like that. She's like,
oh, yeah.
It's cardio. I want to do a cardio class with Lala Ri.
Oh, my God. Lala, if you're listening, we would love to do a little cardio class with you. Maybe a run, like a little marathon, like a half marathon.
No, I want mirrors so I can see what she does. And then I go,
let's take a Zumba class with Lala Ri.
A Zumba class.
I love that.
I love it. Like a semi-qualifying Queens Does channel for the Patreon.
Can we just do Zumba? Zumba? I think we would crush a Zumba class.
We could teach a Zumba class.
We could probably teach a Zumba class.
Okay, up next we have a live singer, Alexis Michelle, doing a little Broadway medley. What do we think?
I thought she was great. I thought the song was a little silly, but like in a good way. Like it was silly and kind of camp. I will say her apples looked like tomatoes.
Her apples looked flat and sad.
Yeah, flat, sad tomatoes. But I thought that kind of made it even more camp, the fact that they didn't even look like apples. And I just like love how much of a secret, absolute horny dick pig she is.
That's her like hidden agenda of the season.
She's trying to get railed by Lala. Just absolutely just corned out by Lala Ri.
She's Alexis obsessed. Michelle, the footnotes of her time on All Stars 8, amazing hair, dick pig.
There's a glory hole in her room.
And she had to go. She had to use the term man pig for camera. The amount of times she's used the term man pig for like censoring makes me laugh.
We should we should get Alexis on the podcast just to talk to her about her sexual escapades.
Totally unfiltered. Like, I want to know, like, it's a safe space. I bet you she'd be down. She obviously wants to talk about it.
I'm going to ask her, I'm going to be like, would you be down with just doing a podcast about us, about your sexual adventures? She would be like, diva.
It's very queer. Call her daddy.
Yeah. People, that one's going to be an NSFW episode. You know,
for
no one.
Sure-sies.
Yeah, for sure.
But overall, I just don't understand when a queen sings live, they always pan to like Michelle just looking like, yikes. Like, for 1 second, I feel like they tried to shade her with the edit. Because they didn't sweeten her vocals in any sort of way. And no. It's like, it's just such, I don't know. I feel like when someone sings live for a talent show, it's so high risk. They like really choose how they want to handle that performance in the palm of their hands.
I know. It's almost like they've really got to like you for them to put you in a good light, or you need to be like Adele.
Because just the tiniest little reverb at the end of a note will carry it and make it sound stronger. Like, it's these little tricks that it's still your voice singing, but like reverb. Lana Del Rey loves it. It kind of sounds like you're singing down an echoey hallway. That's just a thing production could do. And it kind of do away with Michelle looking like, did you notice that one shot?
Do you know what you should do when you do an All Stars?
I'd be so scared to sing. So
here's what you're going to do. You're going to sing, but you're going to request that yours is done in a bathroom.
Yes. I make an echo chamber.
So it has that beautiful echo.
Do you know when you're a little kid and you sing through like an old paper towel roll?
Yes, vary that. Yeah, vary that. Yeah,
I'm just going to do that. I'll just put the paper towel roll in front of the microphone and control the sound source.
Yeah. Or you could, oh my God. Okay, hear me out. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the way Imogen Heap does her concerts?
That like hand glove thing?
And she adds the reverb with the hand.
Deal.
This is what you're going to do.
That's it. They can't stop me now.
And you're going to sing hide and seek. Such a good song. Marissa.
Grey's, right? Grey's Anatomy is what you're singing?
The OC. The OC.
Oh, the OC.
Okay, yeah, the OC.
You're right. Sorry.
Marissa shot the guy and it's, what you say? Hey. Yeah.
So good. I'm going to get that glove. There we go. Problem solved.
Yeah. The glove. You just learn how to use it and then you'll just control it. If you do that and win the talent show, I want a portion of that money. That was my idea.
Deal. Just like the dress. This is also on the record.
It's all on the record, you know?
Yep, verbal contracts every episode.
All right, so next up we have Jessica, who did a very kind of like high energy dance number. You wrote down that it's a bop, so you liked it.
I thought this was an amazing song. Yeah. I think this is a good song. I would like do cardio to this song.
I think if they just took her vocals and made them not a backing track, and then just turned that volume up just a tiny bit, I would have liked it a bit better.
She was a bit concealed.
Her vocals were completely concealed behind the beat, which might have been, you know, a purposeful action, but I felt like the vocals were too quiet.
But overall, like the production of the song, there's this like weird harmony that was happening. I want to listen to it again because it's bop. I like it.
I thought she was great.
I want the full track because that was obviously like a radio edit or like a 1 minute talent show edit. Some of these numbers, I was like, it's a good sign when you think it's too short because you want more. It's like, oh, what was that? Whereas with Kasha Davis, I was like, I learned that was enough.
That was perfect.
But yeah, overall, I think it's a bop. I'm gathering you did not.
I did not think it. No, that's not what I said. I think that the backing track was too loud for her vocals.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't put words in my mouth. I did not think it was a bad song. I just think that it was produced kind of strategically in Jessica's favor to make her sound better.
Do you think the show made songs for some of these girls?
Candy.
Right? And even Jessica and Lala, like, I feel like their songs, I don't know, like, because they just have like the one song. Maybe they did it on their own accord. But a part of me was making me think, like, does production ever swing in and say, like, hey, we'll quickly make you like a song. Is that a thing?
I don't know. That one I don't know.
This is me knowing nothing, but I was like curious because they're really good songs. They sound like expensive pop songs.
Well, think about the people that these girls have in their wheelhouse.
That's true. You know? Like it's all, yeah, the talent's there. You're right.
Yeah. And then like, think about it too. Like the amount of girls who now do an original song. Mm-hmm. For the moment you get on All Stars, the first thing you're going to do is be like, okay, you know,
song.
Hey girl, I know you did this song for yours. Who did yours? You know, and right. Then that person is just rare and ready to go to make a 1 minute song for this person.
Well, I have my contacts. We'll make your acoustic hit soon. Don't worry.
Shine.
Okay, so that concludes the actual Fame Games variety extravaganza as far as the queens who can win the 60K. And yes. Then we get to close the night with our hosts. We start with Jimbo.
Ah, who makes a sundae.
Yeah. What did we think of this fun little moment?
I loved it. It was very Jimbo. Perfect. Yes. Simple. A minute long. And no fluff. She just made a sundae.
Absolutely. I think This is something like, do you remember when Irene Dubois tried to do like a comedy bit about making like water?
Yeah.
This was a good example of like prop play because it was unexpected. It was coming from through in the middle of the wig with dry ice, like the titty bit, like all this was still functional, intertwined with the costume. Whereas Irene, it was like, where's this going? We already know what your props you're playing with. So I thought Jimbo did a good job and it makes Rue laugh. If it makes RuPaul laugh, It's like you're in the bag. Like, it's just like, okay, it wasn't embarrassing.
You were like, is it going to be embarrassing? Now, what did you think of Candy's?
I thought it was tight. That wig. Oh my
pussy.
God.
That's Madeline Hatter. Madeline Hatter from New York did that.
That hair permanently looks like windswept 90s supermodel, and the way the fan would hit it and the way it would shake kind of a second later after Candy moved her head. That wig. That was the all-star performance, was the wig.
Yeah, Madeline does do some incredible blowouts, like some big curls. She does great. She does a lot of
curls.
Olivia Lux's hair.
That makes sense because Liv performs like that. Yes, yes, yes. It's like
those big, bouncy curls.
Bouncy curls.
I'm a hair flippy girl. I should get one.
Oh my God. I would love to see you in one of those.
Oh, that with like a fringe like dance piece. That would be great.
Never stop moving.
Oh, I'd be moving everywhere. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, she's such a great dancer. I'd be like, it's all an illusion.
Yes, exactly. Nothing's real.
Yes. I liked Candy's, but it was very kind of just like, it's just another original song and some pretty dancing.
Yeah, I think I watched it from a kinder lens because she wasn't in any sort of competition this week. It just was like, oh, cool.
There's Candy. Yeah, it kind of was just like, meh, for me. So I was just kind of like, meh, whatever. So we find out our top two this week are Lala Ri and James Mansfield, which I 1,000% agree with.
Yeah.
1,000% agree with. Everything about it made sense. And we went from getting two incredible performances to just a lip sync of just kind of, huh?
Yeah, the lip sync was very interesting. It just started and it was like, okay, cool. Rain on me. We love it. Bop. Duet.
It just kind of felt like it was in neither of their wheelhouse.
Fair.
Yeah. Like, it didn't feel like it was right for either of them to perform. Like, both of them were kind of just like, okay, I guess we're doing Rain on Me now. Like, it just was kind of like, okay.
And at one point, I feel like Lala's approach was just to kind of play. Because James obviously wasn't, like, hitting it with, like, a choreo moment. It was more just like, you fall down and I'll fall down. And then we'll skip together.
Yeah, it kind of felt like, yeah. But I think both of them didn't really feel like they had like a lot on the line. I know there was like the timesing, but I think both of them were kind of just like, we've already made it this far. Let's just have fun and just goof around to just like the silly Lady Gaga song. But yeah, so we find out our winner is James, but also Lala. So they both won.
Whee! Hey. It's like rules keep changing, flipping, dipping.
Yeah, you never know what to expect.
Yeah, no, truly, truly. And then they spin the wheel. And then now, based on votes in the next like 48 hours after this episode is aired on Friday, it'll maximize their points. So there is a great chance that like Lala or James could win the Fame Games. Mm-hmm.
There is a chance. I have a feeling Jessica is going to win the Fame Games. That is my honest to God opinion, that I really, really do feel like it's going to be Jessica's, because a lot of the stuff I see on social media is pro Jessica winning the Fame Games because she didn't win the show.
Fair.
Fair. Which is fine. It's just for me, it's just like, I just, I'm still confused on what the point of the Fame Games is and who's, like, why are they showing us their runways if it's just going to be a fan favorite? And why
And she was on the whole season. Like, I do love Jessica. I loved her run. I was thoroughly entertained by everything that she says. She's just funny. You can watch her read the phone book. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, the Fame Game felt like it was intended for someone who went home earlier. Like, who else we wouldn't see their drag and, like, their package and everything. I don't know. For me, I would love it if someone like James received it, because they were, like, not an early out, but, like, middle of the pack. But I personally thought their performances were really strong this season. Like, they're an actor, and all these acting challenges kind of highlighted that in a more nuanced way. I want James to win. I think that's what I'm kind of saying.
I've got three who I would be like, kind of.
Oh, I thought Jessica was like your one.
I think Jessica is going to win.
Okay, gotcha.
I think Jessica's going to win from what I see on social media. Because I'm a social media girly, watching Twitter like a hawk. but I would want Naysha if it comes down to runways, because I really enjoyed Naysha's runways. James, because of how good James did, you know, on the show. Or Lala.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very fun. So we'll
out
see.
Out of those three.
Have you voted yet?
Fuck no.
Well, you should. I'm going to after this.
Are you?
Yeah, you get to contribute to, like, the win. What if one of those people doesn't take it because they didn't have, like, a person vote?
They didn't have my vote. They didn't have my 10 votes.
Yeah.
You get to vote 10 times.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I thought it was literally just once. Okay.
No, so you can really give one vote to everybody, or you can give, like, a few to other people. You can vote 10 times. Cool. Or at least that's what I'm seeing from Twitter, is all 10 of my votes go to this. That's what I'm seeing a lot of.
Damn.
Damn. Damn, Daniel.
Damn, voters.
Damn. But yeah, so that was the episode. Next week is the finale. We get to find out the winner of the Fame Games next week and the winner of All Stars 8. And what I think is so camp about that, that means that they recorded each one of those girls winning the Fame Game.
You are right. So they have the footage.
The footage for every single one of them. So every single one of them won the Fame Games, and now we get to find out.
That means funny. The authentic winner will actually just be like, or say something strange, like,
like, water off a duck's back. Let's eat lunch. Let's eat lunch. That you should do that if you ever win Drag Race. Let's eat lunch.
Totally. Yeah. Who wants pizza? Yeah. Well, that's another episode. We did it, Juice.
Another episode. Yes.
One more. One more of season 8.
One more. And then we've got the finale next week. And then can we tell them what we're going to be going into for after?
Absolutely.
We have been messaging all of your favorite queens and some not queens outside of the drag race. Some people who just don't have anything to do with drag. We thought we'd switch it up. And we are going to be doing some really cool deep dive interviews with some people from within the Drag Race franchise and outside that kind of realm as well. So we're really excited. We love doing interviews so much, and we love being able to kind of expand our reach to a bunch of new people. So we're really excited to bring that content to you guys. I hope you like it.
It's going to be so much fun. It just switches things up a little bit for the podcast. Because remember, we're all things drag and, like, things extended related to drag. So that's a fun aspect. I love the interviews. I think, yes, like, I walk away knowing so much more about the guest. So I don't know. I feel like it's entertaining and educational. Like, remember when we did Jimbo? I felt like I walked away from that interview understanding their artistic vision so much better. And me then too. Now seeing them on the show, it just contextualizes kind of the brain behind the brilliance.
And I feel like we've been reviewing Drag Race episodes for so long that I'm so happy to take a break.
Me too. I mean, I just want to, like, I want to, like, look forward to it again. And sometimes that takes just a beat. make the heart grow fonder.
Yes. And then we will jump right back into Canada's Drag Race season 4.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, if there's a Canadian season, that would be like wild if we didn't cover it. For the meantime, we get to sit down more intimately one-on-one with your favorite queens and then some.
And if there's anybody who you guys want us to interview, or if you have any questions for some of your favorites, we will be posting that on the Twitter and the Instagram. So maybe you can send in a little voice note or an email question for them for when we do our interview. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, go to Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Fabulous. And Anthony loves if you record your messages on speakpipe.com, because our King Anthony, we have to listen to what he wants.
He loves.
Editor Anthony. So head to www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod to also record a voice note. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you next week for the finale of All Stars 8.
Whee!
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!